health expert in emergency care are concerned over gaps in Uganda's informed counseling procedures, warning that the current guidelines leave both patients and clinicians vulnerable. Dr. Olivia Chituka presented the new research findings at the University, Makerere University, School of Health Sciences, and revealed that unclear consent requirements, particularly during urgent interventions like surgery, are putting medical workers at potential legal risk.
Information that is given during consent for emergency surgery is actually not adequate. And it's not adequate because, first of all, the patients at times are in a position where they are unwell and they don't have a great capacity. They have an impaired capacity to consent. They are unconscious or they are in pain. We also found that for many of the patients, the information that was being given to them was in a language they couldn't understand, and they many times just agreed to having surgery without really knowing, understanding fully what information was given to them. In my work as a surgeon, I have been involved in providing emergency care in both public and private institutions. And many times what has happened is that, especially in the private institutions, it's now also creeping into the public institutions. After offering surgical care, emergency care, we've got challenges. We've had litigation arising from what